worldly desire. So by this desire, benediction, they may be finished. So Shankar is not too much merciful, like Narad. You are going?
She goes and chants her mala.
Oh, so, so you should go. So, Narad is more. And Shankar has done his good, that by trick he has finished him, and by darshan of Vishnu, Krishna, his all offenses will go, and now in next birth he will be devotee, and he will chant and remember or go to Krishna. So there are so many things to go deep. So Krishna, Shankar is also merciful, desiratory. By trick he did so.
Les grands Vaishnavas, ils sont tous des océans de miséricorde.
Bancha called Taru, who is telling? Narottam Thakur is telling. To whom? Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramanand, Raghunathas. For all. And all are desiratory. They will give Krishna prem, not worldly things. Brahma gave some benediction to Hiranyakashipu that you will not die in daytime, nor night time, nor in sky, nor in earth, not in any room, out of room, not by weapon. He gave benediction. But it is not very good benediction. He was killed. But Vaishnava are Vancha Kalpataru. So much ocean of mercy that they will give Krishna prem. It is very rare in this world. If they are empowered to give worldly things also, but they will never give. They will give that. That is why we see that Krishna killed so many demons, but really he did not kill any of them. He took all their sins and bad things, and this body, which is composed of all sins, Krishna made get rid of them, and he purified their soul, and he took.
Ici, on dit Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha. Qui dit ça? Narottam Das Thakur. In the association of Gurudev, one feels one the desire to see one's bhakti develop. But then when one is away from Gurudev, then that desire may become weak. So how does one remain always in association with Sadhu Guru?
In lower stages, when really initiation is not done, first class of initiation.
Vidyadhiridhi.
Then he is always weak. He wants some help. So, Guru must give him some help. But as you know homeopathic medicine, that 1 lakh power, 100 power, so many high classes of power. If he will give kitna 100 power, oh, you will have to take daily. But if he gives 1 m, in month or in 6 months, you will have to take only one dose. It will do. And it will act slowly. But if any sick person wants that, oh, you have given only one dose in 6 months, then he will give only sweet
globules.
Globules. not mixed with medicine. No? Only simply to test and to encourage you that, oh, you should take daily, but not that medicine. Understand? So Gurudev initiates and gives something more that will sometimes sprout and then leaves will come and gradually it will develop. And you should try to give always water, fresh air, and all needful things, and you should protect that creeper from animals. So Gurudev is always looking after you, nourishing you. You are seeing that Guruji is very far away. He is not doing anything, but he is doing everything. So you should try to realize and to do according to his teachings.
How long it take to become free from karma? Depend from everybody has different karma.
What? In
my case.
How long? Everyone has a different karma. Prarabdha karma.
Not everyone.
How long it takes to be free from karma?
All not. You should not think us that we are doing karma. You may do some karma, but not all devotees are bound to do karma. They are so tricky and they are so much intelligence that mixing some Krishna mood, they spoil all karmas and bhakti comes. All becomes like that. Karmas, all karmas becomes bhakti. Understand what I am telling you?
Yeah, understand,
Maharaj. What? You should tell again to him.
Maharaj is saying that you should not think that, oh, you say everyone has karma, different karma. I say, no, Vaishnavas, they don't have karma. It seems that they are doing something, but they are very expert. They will connect your activity with Krishna, and by this, instead of karmic action, it will be turned into bhakti. You follow? So we shouldn't think, oh, everyone is doing karma. They are very expert to do that. They will transform everything into bhakti by mixing activity with Krishna.
You are going daily market and taking fruits from shop for yourself. And your guru came and told, I am telling you that go to market and bring fruits for Krishna. You are going and taking fruits thinking that I will give it to guru and guru will offer to Krishna. It is not for me. Then you are bringing the fruits from market. Is it karma or not? You should decide. What I told him. Oh, he did not understand.
Did you follow?
Follow. Try to follow.
If you are going to the market to buy some fruit, but then Gurudev says, you go to market, buy fruit for Krishna. So you go to market like before, but you're thinking, oh, I will purchase, buy the fruit, I'll give to Gurudev, he will give to Krishna.
Is it karma? Not bringing for yourself.
It's
akarma.
What?
It is akarma.
No.
It is bhakti.
It is bhakti.
It is bhakti.
Bhakti karma. Karma but bhakti.
No.
Bhakti.
It is bhakti.
If he is not following the orders of Gurudev, that it is akarma. You are not going to market and not bringing, this is a karma. Offering is not bhakti. Offering is not bhakti. It is sakam bhakti. When you will bring the fruits for Gurudev and Gurudev is telling you to bring the fruit for Krishna, then to bring the fruit is bhakti.
La question c'était au début, je commence à dire ça. Plein.
Following Gurudev orders, carrying, then it is a karma. No? And if you are bringing for you, it is karma. And if you are bringing for Krishna knowingly, then it is bhakti. Offer to Gurudev, it is, you are not understanding the meaning of offer.
Because you should offer Gurudev. When you say offering to Gurudev, you don't offer it to Gurudev. Gurudev will offer it to Krishna.
You should bring for Krishna only.
Bring for Krishna.
This is
he will offer. Guru will offer.
Offer or not offer? No meaning. If you are offering, you have brought anything, and that very thing you are like, jatkaroshi, jajjuhoshi, jattapasyasi, tam tat madarpan. If you are giving some flower to Krishna, I am giving you offering. It is not pure bhakti. I am yours. I have offered myself. I am yours. And now if anything you will give, everything will be bhakti. But you have not offered yourself first, and you are giving something, then it will be sakam bhakti. Sakam bhakti? You know?
Mixed bhakti. Mixed with fruitive.
Desire. Like dhruva. If we will not like pure devotee. So first you should offer yourself, that I am now your servant. Whole world is your opulence. Fruits are yours. I am taking and giving you one thing. You should taste. And remnant I may take something to maintain my life. This is bhakti. There are so many things I am telling you, but you cannot take now. Associate again and again, and hear it again and again. Then you will have something.
Donc la question c'est...
One thing you understand. Let's suppose us that you have a very big garden. No? And there was a tree, very sweet, ripened mango. And you took one mango and you offered that to Krishna. This is good, but not best. Have you given the whole garden to Krishna? Or only fruit you are taking and giving? You should give that whole garden, but it is better, not best. Why? Your whole wealth, your whole garden, your wife, sister, everything, your all things, your coat, your suit, your watch, and your mind, your all senses, your body should be Krishna. If you have offered Krishna everything, then your everything will be of Krishna. This is bhakti. And if you are giving only one, to Krishna one sweet or one mango, then it is even not fully. Krishna wants that you should give first. Then your everything will be of mine. Then you will be my servant. You will be not master of anything else. So Krishna wants this.
Supposing Namabhas, when you reach, when you come to the semblance of Nam, Nama Abhas, that will clean of all karma.
All action of karma.
Mais comment est-ce qu'on peut, mon like, karma, les réactions de mes actes passés, comment est-ce que je peux purifier?
If this room is dark from 1 year, none has given light since 1 year in this room, and so thick darkness is there, but then you will give only one matches, and it will be
illuminated.
When you will take one name, even semblance of that, all will go. Arjun killed lakhs and lakhs soldiers. No? Had he to take the test of all his karmas? Never. Ajamil has done so many bad things. he has murdered so many persons. But only by seeing the Vishnu Rupa, everything went wrong. Not only seeing, by chanting Narayan for his son, even it went away.
Srila Prabhupada was right. Lord Narayana, because Ajamila was the devotee of Lord Narayana, and was very, very sincere.
What he is telling?
Yes, not finished.
Narayana, name. He knew nothing. At the first time when the child was born, and he kept the name Narayan, this was first semblance of name. And by this, his all sins were gone. And after that, he was calling Narayan, Narayan, there were practices like. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told this. So we have to believe. And other acharyas have explained to make or strengthen our this sadhana.
Prabhupada a écrit toutes sortes de choses pour...
Now, that Prabhu. But only one.
He's waiting for five to ask
you a question. So why he is not questioning?
Pose une question.
You should be more stronger by my association. I want to see you very bona fide Vaishnava. You should hear.
Dis ce que tu voulais dire. You have given us so much inspiration by coming, and we are so grateful to you. Now, how can we reciprocate by pleasing you? Here in this place, this part of France, what can we do to please you?
To spread my these teachings and follow very strongly my teachings. And follow Swamiji and preach, and you should help others. I will be very satisfied.
Prêcher, pratiquer soi-même, bien appliquer ses enseignements, aider les autres, suivre l'enseignement de Prabhupada et ainsi être très satisfait. Yari.
Vite.
When Maharaj told him about Ekantika Bhakti, to be one-pointed, so he told him, when you chant, you should think about your Ishtadev. But from him, you know, we were worshipping in Bhubaneswar, worshipping Krishna Balaram, Gaunitai, and Radha Krishna. So, if I think about Krishna Balaram and also Radha Krishna, also Gaunitai, is this opposed to Ekantika Bhakti or is it?
Yes, it can be. But it depends on the quality of that devotee. He may not be. But what gurus have told, it is true to extent. If we are serving Radha and Krishna, and we are also serving Baladeva Prabhu, then we should serve him like Guru Baladeva Prabhu, no harm. And if you are thinking him Ananga Manjari, then so much better. So no harm. For beginners, Swamiji thought that if they are serving and worshipping Radha Krishna, actually they are not serving Radha Krishna and worshipping. They are worshipping Lord Jagannath or Narayan. So he told like so. So no harm. But when they will be in pure bhakti standard, then they will think all these things. No harm. Even Sanatana Goswami used to go to Shankar तो गोपेश्वर महादेव, बनखंडी महादेव, कामेश्वर महादेव, चक्रेश्वर महादेव, ऑलवेज ही वॉज लाइक फ्रेंड एंड वर्शिपिंग हिम. दिस इज नॉट बैड, दिस इज वन पॉइंट. ही सर्व्ड शंकर टू बी मर्सीफुल एंड टू गिव हिज प्योर भक्ति टू सर्व राधा एंड कृष्ण कंजुगल. इफ एनी वन डूइंग नो हार्म, इट इज वन पॉइंट. If gopis were going to Katyayani and worshipping, that worship was only for love and affection to Krishna. So it is one pointed. If you are going to Katyayani for your own desire, to have marry with another very beautiful husband or wealth, reputation, then it is bad thing. Many questions.
Maharaj est très heureux de toutes ces questions qu'on nous pose.
And if you will want me again, I may come again and help you.
Si vous voulez bien de moi à nouveau, je peux revenir l'année prochaine vous aider.
I want to help you all.
Without any
gain. My gain is that you are serving my Lord Krishna and Radha.
Sans aucun gain. Mon gain, c'est que vous servez mon Seigneur Krishna.
But I want that plowed field, and I have given some seed. This seed should be saved, and you should try to make it sprout. Usko kharab mat karo.
Spoil it.
Try to save. Automatically, it will be a very tasteful fruit.
Alors je dis, j'ai labouré le champ, planté des graines. Oui. Maintenant, il faut que vous veilliez à protéger ces graines, à les arroser, à les faire grandir, pas à les griller.
Et Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram.
En poussant ces graines, elles vont devenir un arbre qui va donner un fruit merveilleux. Je veux ça.
हरे राम. लो एक कीर्तन कर दो ऐसे महामंत्र बाय माय प्रीचिंग टू यू ऑल.
महाराज जी est très satisfait, très heureux de toute cette prédication que vous avez donné l'opportunité de faire.
I want that you should help all.
If you help me, then I can help.
Yes, I have helped you so much. अच्छा. Only you should fear for offenses and bad activities.
On doit juste avoir peur des offenses et des activités pécheresses.
Don't fear for chanting, remembering,
sous la table, la porte, s'il te plaît.
And doing good things. Don't fear.
La lit la porte.
This your daughter?
Yes.
I gave her?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, very good. Very good. My heartly blessings to both.
The small boy, Vidura.
Very good. So she has been initiated, but her mother is not initiated. How is it?
Elle est initiée par sa mère. Comment ça peut se faire?
Don't fear at all.
Faut pas avoir peur.
Never.
On a enfin un darshan pour les
Français. They don't know a little English, both?
No.
In schools, no study of English?
They start later.
What?
Later. They're still in primary school.
Yeah.
Start in secondary school, English language. Des questions à poser à Maharaj? Profitez-en.
Et
savoir ce que va faire le jour.
During your stay, you insisted so much on association, keeping good association. So he said, what should one do if he has people who have, they're not good association, but among them some, they may become devotees.
Yeah.
So should one still associate with that group or
yes.
give up?
No, no.
Like mixed, good yes. and bad association together.
Have so much honor and love and affection from them all. Because if I will be alone myself, so many bad things will come to me. But always surrounded by all Vaishnavas, they save me from so many dangers, so many things. So always we should try to be in Vaishnava association. They will save you. Don't be in any kind of nirjan. Nirjan, you know?
Asat Sangha.
Seclusion.
Seclusion.
Huh? No.
But he is speaking about Asat Sangha.
Asat Sangha, you should not go to Asat Sangha. But if there is no Asat Sangha, but they are in line and humble, we should mix. And talk each other Harikatha.
Il faut toujours fréquenter les dévots, même si parmi eux c'est comme, comme ça. Parce que si on est tout seul, on n'a aucune chance dans la vie spirituelle. Mais les dévots, ils vont nous sauver toutes sortes de dangers. Et il faut bien sûr se garder de la compagnie des matérialistes, des gens qui sont à Satsanga. Ça ne faut pas les fréquenter. Et toujours se garder en compagnie des dévots et les respecter beaucoup parce qu'ils vont nous aider dans la vie spirituelle. Ça, c'est capital.
You should do, if there is no bona fide association of Vaishnavas, you think the books of Goswamis all authentic association of Vaishnava.
S'il n'y a pas de bonne association de dévots authentiques que tu peux fréquenter, alors tu lis les livres de Goswami, c'est libre.
Knowing, not knowing, the meanings. Even you should read and they will give so much things.
Même si tu ne comprends pas vraiment le sens de ce que tu lis, continue à lire,
oui,
tu vas peu à peu absorber tellement de choses.
Okay, okay. Will you come to Vrindavan at the time of Kartik? I'm really happy you coming. Where is Bindu Madhav Prabhu? He has gone anywhere?
Yes.
Where? In town?
Yeah, he must have gone some business, he went.
Oh.
He will come.
Very good. What is that?
So he said, "How? What do you think about this and how do you see this, how to apply Varnashram Dharma?
Varnashram Dharma is basis of bhakti.
C'est la base de la bhakti, le Varnashram.
That we should be together if marriage for a powerful life.
Par exemple, si on se marie, on doit rester ensemble pour la vie.
We should respect our father and mother.
Respecter ses parents.
We should honor them.
Si les invités viennent, on doit les accueillir avec respect.
Even a Mayavadi sannyasi comes, we should try to honor him.
Même si c'est un sannyasi mayavadi qui vient, on doit lui offrir le respect.
But don't associate.
Et pas le fréquenter.
And in this way, any pure Vaishnava will come to your house. And then, very powerful impression will come. And then, you will be fortunate to have association of Vaishnavas.
Si un pure Vaishnava vient chez vous, et que vous le servez ainsi, par bonne fortune, vous aurez ainsi l'opportunité.
Swamiji was so much disturbed in his last time.
À la fin de sa vie, Prabhupada était tellement troublé.
He gave marriage by Indian culture, Vedic culture, so many. But in a few days, they left each other. They used to take his whole time to
solve problems.
Yeah, solve problem. So he told like this. He was unhappy by this.
Il perdait tellement de son temps à juste résoudre des problèmes, donc il était pas satisfait. Donc il pensait qu'il faut établir Varnashram Dharma comme base. Au moins il y aura une base solide.
That is why he told that all the ladies devotees should be in the
under the care
of their husbands. Under that they will be desperate. not so much strong.
Toutes les dévotes elles doivent être sous le protection de leur mari, sinon elles seront désespérées toutes seules sans protection.
I'm being ready to.
Je me prépare à t'initier, je suis en train de lui demander un mala, un chapelet, des.
You are fearing, perhaps. If you are fearing, then I will not give.
Si tu as peur, je ne donnerai pas. Je ne te donne pas initiation si tu as peur. Si ça t'effraie trop, je ne vais pas te forcer.
Ah, what?
You were explaining a few days ago how there was some kind of Uttama Bhakta. They were able just to say to someone, I give you Krishna Prem, and the person can obtain it immediately. And also I read in Chaitanya Charitamrita there was one devotee, he was with a flute, and when he was touching some people,
Miniketan Ramdas.
Yeah.
So I can't understand, it's difficult for me to understand that point, that how someone can do like that, and even Krishna, he doesn't do that. And so this point.
No harm. They told devotion like Nityananda Prabhu or others. Krishna has himself, or Gaurachandra has himself empowered to do more than him. He has given. Understand?
Yes.
That I cannot do this. But I am empowering you to do this. So the devotees can do so much things. And if Krishna is not ready to be merciful to anyone, but if the devotees are so strong that you must be merciful to him, then unwanted, those he don't want to do, but he will have to be merciful. Understand?
Yes, but why they do that only to certain person and not to everyone in the world?
What part?
Why they only give this to somebody and not to all?
Because bhakts wants this. The devotees want that you should be like this, you should be merciful. That is why. Otherwise he will not do. Madhyamadhikari forced him to do this. That is why. Otherwise he will not do. He is equal to all. But Madhyama Adhikari is not equal to all. Krishna just see that all are serving him anyhow. Mahabhagavata also sees like this. All serving Krishna. So there is nothing to
preach
or anything do. They are seeing that even Kansa, Jarasandha and all other demons are serving Krishna. So he has nothing to pray, nothing to do, anything to say that you should serve Krishna. But Madhyama Adhikari has four actions.
Prema Maitri.
Prem to Krishna, Maitri to Vaishnavas, and those who are not qualified, but in Kanishtha Adhikari, Balis, no knowledge to them, but they are not Mayavadi Sangha. And other disqualities are not there. No doubts in any Krishna or anything bhakti. Then they will associate them and pray Krishna that you should also. Because their duty is like this. So they can pray. You know? That if there are two children of any parents, no? If there are two sons or daughters to any person, one son, anyhow he has become ill, and his stomach is now loose, so much loose. He cannot digest anything. But second boy, son, is so healthy, and he can digest anything. If the father is giving same thing to both, then it is dangerous for the boy who is ill. So he will not give to all. he gives according to their stage. So there is nothing. Understand?
Yes.
But according to the, in the same line of question, that Miniketan Ram Das, they say he was touching somebody with his
throat. Not to all.
According to Ayyukar.
Yeah, quality. Otherwise, if he will beat anyone, he will also beat him. So not to them. Those who have so much honor and faith that if he will beat me, then Krishna Bhakti may come. So persons. Otherwise, wicked person, those who are going here and drinking, they will come combined and
beat him.
That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left now the, you know?
Yes.
Why?
Because lack of respect. People were lacking respect and making offense, and it defeated the purpose of
They also
coming.
Wanted to beat him.
Huh.
That is why he left. Ami mangya liwa. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj dit, s'il y a deux enfants, if you have affection for someone, you're attached to someone, and you say, oh, I want him to become a devotee. Is this a completely material desire, or is this a little spiritual desire?
Again?
I have affection for someone, and I think, oh, let him become devotee. I want him to become devotee. Is this a material desire, or little spiritual mixed?
Nothing. Why he is not attached to Krishna?
No. She says, if you have one friend, I have one friend. I say, oh, if I bring my friend to
Why
Krishna.
Friend? Why friend?
Some friend.
Why?
Because you want him to come to Krishna.
Then why attached? Any doctor wants to help anyone, but not attached. So you should be like doctor.
Il ne faut pas être attaché. Le docteur, il veut... Maharaj, pourquoi être attaché à quelqu'un? La profondeur à laquelle il parle, c'est incroyable. Je crois que tu comprends, mais il ne comprend pas la question aussi, c'est lui-même.
Now you understood?
Yes. No, but we are wondering. She's asking a question, and you answer just like if you don't understand. But actually, you go so much deeper. I'm expressing this.
Sometimes it becomes that the question, I answer, but they cannot follow. I go very deep.
You see,
I want to uproot the
misunderstanding.
All the causes.
Yes.
But they don't sometimes. Understand. A sick person, he has so much weak here, what, swelling.
Oh, swelling.
So big. And it was so warm that always day and night, oh father, oh mother, I am dying, always. He had no rest at all. Her mother came and began to fan. Now you are some hot remedy here?
Some relief?
No. So she was doing like this. She was not knowing the reason why it has come out this.
Swelling.
She was outwardly fanning. But a doctor will come and he will
Cut open the boil.
And he will do like this. All bad things will go away. And he will give medicine, and he will give bandage. And after that, oh, very good, I am now feeling so well. So, Vaishnavara locked this doctor. They don't have attachment, but they do all operations, and they make good for them.
Maharaj disait, a doctor
operates only those who are admitted in hospital or in hospital. Those who are not admitted, he will not touch them.
Mais il opère seulement ceux qui sont admis à l'hôpital, ceux qui sont prêts à se faire opérer. Les autres.
Understand? You also?
Yes.
Very quickly be. You should be quickly ready.
What?
To give up all these things, smoking and all those who are enemy. And to become pure devotee.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Sure.
Because you are related to him, So I think that you, he, she has been admitted in hospital. So I should take care. But you should promise that I will not take cigarette or wine. What?
He says it's so hard to give up cigarette.
Oh, no. Yes. If a doctor will tell today just time that if you will take any cigarette from today, you will die at once. Will you take?
Vishan Krishna.
No, no.
No, I don't know.
Darbaja Rasa, you know any sweet? Very, very tasteful. A man was accustomed to take it. No? Her mother and all well told him, don't take so much. You should not take a sweet. But he was not obeying. One day, he wanted to take that sweet, and at once a serpent came and tasted that sweet. No? And some poison came in that. His mother and father both told that, if you are taking this sweet, a very powerful poison is there and you will die at once, we have seen. And he also saw that a snake is testing that sweet. And there is some poison. Will he take or not? If he is so hungry, will he take or not? Ask him.
No, I can't take.
You understand?
Yes.
So, we are doctors. Your father and more than your father and mother. We have seen that there is a very tremendous poison. And you will die. But you are not seeing your death. We are seeing. But it will come, this poison, very slow poison. But effect is very, 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 very dangerous. So you should not take. Though very hard, but it can be done. Remember Krishna, God. Very happy you will be. Certainly happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
D'autres questions?
Hare Ram. Hare
Krishna. One person told me, according to scripture, it is said that the reason why the soul in this world is because Krishna is a
Lila Maya.
Lila, and he wants to make pastime to come to take out the conditioned soul. And that's why we are here. So this part is also difficult for me to understand. So not
again to me.
Is he has heard that the reason why the jiva is in bondage is because Krishna is Lila Maya, and he wants to have pastime of coming to deliver the conditioned soul. This is very hard to understand.
You should know that a big fire is in my house, and everything is burning, and in a four, five minutes, everything, what you have kept in home, will be finished in that. Then what you will have to do? You will have to know the reason why fire has come, or you will try to save your home. So you should not add that, worry for that. We are soul, and we are conditioned soul. And we are drowning in this fire. We are burning in this fire. Why Krishna has come? Only for Leela. For the past times, a jeev has been created and they have come. It seems something wrong. Why Krishna will do all these things for his play? Why will do? It has been told in Shastra, Tattu Leela Kaivalyam. He has done everything for his Leela, for his pastime. But we'll have to go very deep in all these things. So don't go to these confusions. Chant, remember, and and slowly he will realize what is the fact. Anyhow, you are burning. It is sure. And it is true. So we should try to quench this.
Extinguish. Extinguish.
We should try to
pinpoint the cause rather than try to escape the fire. We should try to
aako bujhane ki chesta
karo. We should try to extinguish the fire. Why? How this fire came? If you will think and not doing anything, then in a moment it will burn all things. So you will understand why Jivas has come, why not, why all these things.
She is my mother.
Where?
Yeah, here.
Coming?
Yes, she is 80 years old.
Very well, more than me. And so smart.
Yes.
You should honor your mother.
Give
him a chair. Your father also?
No, he is dead when I was a small boy. When I was 3 years old, he was...
You should see. Come nearer.
Approche-toi, s'il te plaît.
Allez, non.
Après
la jeunesse, c'est la vieillesse qui vient saluer.
She said, after the young people, the old people come to bow down to you.
Yeah.
She says.
But I'm your, like, son.
Oh, no, she's only 80.
So, I'm like her son. I think I honor you like my mother.
Elle dit, comme ton fils, il t'honore parce que tu es plus âgé que lui.
Mais moi, je suis très honorée. I am very happy to see you. You are a great, un grand sage.
Great sage.
Oui, un sage de l'âge.
You are a great sage from India.
No, I'm your only son. No sage, nothing.
Non, c'est pas un sage, c'est juste votre fils.
Merci.
Like,
very much.
You can see me like him. I'm elder, he is younger.
Tu peux nous voir comme tes deux fils, lui aîné et moi plus jeune.
Oh yes. My son, mon fils aîné a 50 ans. Bon, 50 ans, c'est pas grand.
Il a 76 ans.
Oui, il a 76 ans.
C'est my bigger brother is 50.
Ah. Je voulais lui dire que le pape Paul VI, qui a son dernier voyage, il y a 25 ou 30 ans, a dit de l'Inde que c'était le pays le plus religieux.
He wants to say that she's very Christian. She said that the Pope said when he came to India, he said India is the most religious country in the whole world. Oh. When the Pope came, he said
true.
Like that.
He was true.
C'est, il a dit la vérité.
We think that Isha first went to India and he learned so many things and he returned and became so popular.
On a une tradition en Inde qui dit que Jésus est venu en Inde et a appris tellement de choses et ensuite est venu prêcher l'amour de Dieu.
History shows like this.
Saint Thomas est venu
History.
En Inde.
On dit, mais le Christ était venu également pendant cette période de sa vie qui est mystérieuse. Là.
Perhaps.
Maybe, she says, the Christians
don't know. History like this.
Record. En Inde, il y a des vieux textes qui mentionnent ça.
He went to Vrindavan and Kashi.
Il a été à Vrindavan, on a vu, à Benares aussi.
I'm happy to meet you.
Donc on dit la question.
When we say when we need to show them, we have to pay obeisances by saying Vanchakalpata Vidyasha. Said that devotee is fulfilling all desires. Can you explain more about these desires? That's not clear for me.
What?
When two devotees meet. They offer pranam, vanchakalpata rubhyascha, kripa sindhu vyayivacha. It is said, is a vanchakalpata ru, is fulfilling all desires. So, I don't understand exactly what this means. What it means fulfilling all desires?
Oh. True Vaishnavas, who are uttam adhikari, like Narad, like Rupa Goswami, like Sarup Damodar, like Vyas, you know Vyas? Like Sukadeva Goswami. They are desire tree. If anyone will go there, and they will pray for any desire, they can give them. But there is a thing that anyone go to them, all worldly desire will go away very soon, automatically. Like if anyone is feeling so much cold and he is trembling by cold. But if he will go to fire, coldness will go automatically. Okay. Understanding?
Yes.
Similarly, if anyone going to these kinds of high classes of Vaishnava, Sadhu, then all bad things will go. And he wants that, oh Vaishnava Thakur, you are a desire tree. I want to serve Krishna. So give this thing to me, so that I can serve Krishna and Radha conjugal in a very high way, highest way. The lower classes of Vaishnava, they cannot help, like us, but we tell like this. But it is, this prayer is for them. But now we tell to be accustomed to tell like this. So, this prayer is for Narada, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasa, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. That only Vaishnava has only desire. Those who have accepted Vaishnavism, they have only one desire. What desire? I should have a love and affection like Yashoda. I should love and serve Krishna like gopis. This is the highest desire of any Vaishnava. So, you are like this, you can fulfill my desire. This is. But we Vaishnava, so-called, we are like so-called Vaishnava. We have not given up all bad
habits
and desire. We have so many desires. I want a very beautiful wife. Not only wife, beautiful. Chaste. So that I may control her, but she should not give up. I should threaten him, but still she should be not. And I want so many very beautiful and qualified sons. One daughter, but three sons. And that should be very qualified. Then, I want they should be learned. After that, I may make them marries and they should be happy. So many desires will come, one after. But these are not. Vaishnava will not do. Like Narada, he operated Nal Al Kuber. You know, I have told the history of Nal Kuber. He operated. They have desire and they went to Narada, but he operated. So Vaishnava Vancha Kalpataru, Vashak, Rashindhu, Bhaya. They are ocean of mercy. And those who are ocean of mercy, like them, like Narada, they will tell, oh, just now you should be like this. Have jugal prem, love and affection to Radha and Krishna. And at once, quickly your all desires should go, and one desire should be there, only to serve and Radha and Krishna.
Donc la question c'était,
il y a une histoire.
Il y a une histoire à ce sujet.
You know Lord Shiva? He has so much power to give anything to anyone. Once, Lord Shiva was sitting with his wife, Parvati Devi. Parvati was so beautiful. At that time in whole world she was so much qualified, qualified and so much beautiful and chaste lady. One day he was sitting with his wife and a demon came and whose name was Bhasmasur.
Oh yeah, you told the story in that best place.
He saw that Parvati is so beautiful. I want to take this lady and I want to take my wife. If not wife, but I want to keep her like girlfriend. So he done so much austerities to please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was pleased and he told that you can ask any benediction you like. He told that, "Oh Lord, if you are happy, you should give me this benediction. To whom I will touch with my this palms. At once will burn to ashes." Shankar told, "Oh, yes, I have given. Now, to whom you will touch by this palm, he will burn to ashes." Then he followed Shankar. "I want to touch your this heart." She began to run. Shankar ran here and there and he was falling. That I should touch my this to Shankar, that he should burn to ashes. So quickly he was running here and there. Went whole world touring, running. But he was falling always. Then Shankar went in the sarana,
in the shelter of.
He, by remembering, "Oh Krishna, save me." At once Krishna became in the shape of a little boy, brahmachari. And he was sitting on the road on which Shankar was running and he was pursuing. Shankar went away running and that he was coming, Bhasmasura was coming. He told, that brahmachari told, "Oh Bhasmasura, why you are running so much? Where you are going?" He told, "I am searching Shankar." "Why?" "Oh, he has given me benediction that to whom I will touch my days, he will burn to ashes. So I want to test this benediction that he has told true or false." Then brahmachari began to laugh and tell, "Oh, you are a very foolish person. Why you are running so much here and there? You should test. I know that he is a very false person. He never speaks true. So, you should touch your heart and see nothing is there. You should and test." And he took his whole intelligence. And he at once began to laugh. "Oh, I am so foolish that I am running towards Shankar. Why not testing myself?" And he, when he touched and he... This is the mercy of Shankar that he gave benediction or not. When he wanted desire, benediction, and Shankar told, "Yes, I am giving." Shankar is merciful or not? What do you think? He wanted this desire and he fulfilled. "Oh yes, you can be powerful to touch anyone and to burn to ashes." Shankar is desire fruit.
Very true.